This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today I'm actually going to share with you one of the best bits of advice I received early in my, coaching career. But it was actually to do with training. So I've done Muay Thai, Thai kickboxing for a number of years on and off. I started working in the fitness industry when I was 15, started training people at 16. And by about 19, 20, I was sort of getting really in the swing of Thai kickboxing. And the thing was, is that I would work a bucket load of hours at where I worked at the time. I managed the three gyms. And then I would head to the other side of town to go train at this Muay Thai facility, right? Now, the Muay Thai facility, I knew the owner or the head coach, and that's how I basically sort of got amongst it and enjoyed doing it. Now, the thing is that I'd constantly get really tired, work long ass days, as in some mornings I'd start on the other side of town at 5, so I'd be up at 4, driving at 4:30, open the gym at 5, work right through, and then after about 10, 12 hours would head out to Thai kickboxing to get punched in the head, because when you're learning, that's all that happens, punched and kicked in the head multiple times. There's more to it than that, obviously, but yeah, it was fucking hard. Sometimes I was just like, fuck, I just don't feel like doing it. And I remember calling up and speaking to the coach at the time, the trainer, and I was just like, oh, look, I'm pretty gassed. I don't feel like coming out. And he, I can't remember the full context of the conversation, but he simply said, look, at least come out, warm up, and then if after you warm up you still don't feel like it, then hey, head home, all good, no, you know, absolutely no fucking judgment. But at least show up, right? And that little bit of advice saved me throughout the years from having so many sessions, like missing so many sessions that I could have done, simply by I just warmed up and I'm like, you know what, actually, now that I've got a barbell in my hands, if I was training, now that I'm amongst some other people and we're bantering and we're chatting, having a good time, like I end up doing so many sessions. But there's another thing happening in that, right? So not only did it save me from missing a heap of sessions that I maybe would have missed, the other thing is that there were times where I rocked up, I warmed up, and I'm like, you know what, nah, I'm just having today off. And that was after the warm-up, and that was completely fine. No fucking judgment, like, was the right decision to make. But what happened is that it helped build a habit. It helped continue to build a habit of making time to go to the gym, right? Now, the gym, like, change the word gym for whatever the fuck you want to make it for. For tennis, if you want to play tennis, for rock climbing, if that's your thing. Like, if we only ever do things when we feel like it, then we would very rarely ever get anything done. And so this could be the same for study, work, doesn't matter. The most important sessions that you do are the ones that you often don't want to do, because it builds the habit of going anyway, right? It doesn't mean that you should neglect your emotions and feelings. It's definitely not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that being able to rock up gives you the power, once you start to move, to really make the decision of going, did I really not feel like doing this? As in, like, I'm gassed, I'm just buggered, or was I being lazy? And I mean, if I'm being lazy, we can go into that from a developmental standpoint, but just keep it really simple. It's like, did I just want to just chill out and watch TV today, but I'm so glad that I rocked up? Because how many times have we said that, right? I mean, there was plenty of times where I'm like, oh, I could be fuck going, and then I end up spending 4 hours either watching dumb shit on YouTube or, like, scrolling social media after I said no, I'll stay home and I'll build some, you know, I'll do some goal setting, I'll do this, and I don't end up doing anything. It's like, oh, I should have had a fucking nap at least, because I'm exhausted. But the key thing there is being able to, hey, when you feel like it, just rock up, warm up, get a barbell in your hands, hit some pads, get moving, talk to people, talk to the coach. And if after all of that you still, like, you just don't feel like it, you're not there either mentally or you're physically exhausted, just tap out. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's smart. It means you're going to avoid injury. Because if you try and, like, just talk yourself into doing it all the time and you don't have the ability to actually go, nah, not on tonight, if you don't have that ability, you're going to run into an injury. I've seen it so many times, and I've been one of it, especially if you're only training out of anxiety. If you're only training because you're anxious about not training, about, you know, you withering away, or what people will think about you, or you'll lose your physique, or something along those lines, so you have to train all the fucking time. Like you're not training because you're committed, you're training because you're trying to get away from something that you can't actually get away from. Anxiousness is in your mind, right? Your body feels it, but it's in your mind. And so because of that, there's no matter how much you train, you can't actually get away from what you're initially feeling anxious for. You can put it off, but if that, what happens is that it's like a drug. It's like the more that you do it, the more you need to do it, right? To try and keep the same sort of response result. And then all of a sudden you end up overtraining, or really under recovering, because that's what happens more often. I've never seen someone overtrain. I've only seen people under recover. And you get injured, and then you're sitting there, leg up on the couch because you're laid up, because you're injured or whatever, and staring at your fucking problem that you've been trying to avoid anyway. And so the key thing here is building like self-awareness, building like a strong relationship with your body to go, am I actually exhausted and fatigued and I need some time off? Or am I just being maybe a little bit lazy, or I'm letting other things dictate how I'm feeling, and then that's then impacting my goals in relation to health? Or maybe it's in relation to business. Maybe it's in relation to relationships, because maybe you're not showing up in relationships. Could be a whole range of things, hey? But the other carryover for this, it's the same when it comes to nutrition. You go, oh, you know what? I actually feel like a pizza, or I feel like chocolate, or I feel like whatever it may be. Hey, and I'm not demonizing any of those foods. They're foods that I'll consume for sure. What I'm getting at is that if you got a plan and you're following a structure, and then you're like, oh, I feel like those foods, one of the ways to work through that is simply go, okay, well, I'll eat what I planned and what I organized, and if after that I still feel like it, I'll have it, right? Two things occurring there. One, it means that there's a chance that after you finish it, you won't feel like having the other food, because you probably just realize that you were hungry and you were craving something. But two, if you choose to have the food afterwards anyway, then you won't eat as much as you would have if you were starving. So eat what you planned, and then if you still feel like it afterwards, then by all means, go down that path. They're two of the best bits of advice for both nutrition and for training that I ever received and have applied over the last, 30 now. So last 12 years since I've had those conversations. It's something that I would recommend time and time again. If you don't feel like it, rock up, warm up, and if it's not on, it's not on. That's fine. But 9 times out of 10, you'll probably find yourself enjoying your workout and being like, I'm so glad I rocked up. And on that note, team, I'm done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you pass it to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Community. I'd love to see you in there. And I'm done. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be